September 1st. As I said, my eyes are not yet acclimated to the scale of the spaces they have to take in here, everything so much larger than they are accustomed to looking at. Here, I walk by trees, Douglas firs, red cedars, 8 feet wide at the base, 25 feet around, 20 stories tall, maybe more. I can't even see the tops. Forest floors adorned with frond fountains of fern after fern, lawns of them, some as tall as I am, each one gushing up and over like Sideshow Bob's hairdo. Even when I glue my eyes to these green things, they don't stay stuck there, just slide off, trying to find something more manageable. And the words my eyes have customarily turned to, in the syntaxes they know, to say what they see, simply don't work now. I am, over and over, stunned into silence. I remember having the same sense of discombobulation for the first few weeks I spent in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, as if that sort of scenery had no symbolic equivalent in my head, at least none I could easily translate into language. When I finally was able to write poems there, they resembled the mountains, large, perambulating, craggy things, many edges, full of twists and turns, never-endingly wide open. And when I got back to Pittsburgh, those poems stopped, their out-of-placeness, literally, I mean, evident in the tighter, hill-embraced spaces I made my way through there. I had that same feeling when I went to see the Redwood Forest in San Francisco. I was only there for a few hours, so no words had time to rise up behind my eyes and speak what I was trying to see, only a slack-jawed awe bordering on incredulity, like, really, these things could not have grown this way, must have been created here, out of concrete, by Walt Disney. Olympia has aspects of both of these experiences on a somewhat smaller schedule. The mountains, grand, but more imaginable. The trees, gigantic, but at least plausible. There is no tree anywhere in Pittsburgh that is as wide as a VW Beetle at its base and 250 feet tall. And nothing that would count as a mountain at all in this arena. So I walk, often very slowly now, around, through, and among those things, trying to retrain my eyes to see them as normal, translatable. I keep looking for the words I need, but they are not there. Some days it seems like what I need is not new words, but bigger words like tree instead of tree, or water instead of water. But all that would do, I guess, is add empty space to what I write, like an inexperienced freshman turning to a bigger font to meet the page requirement. Silly. Since I cannot yet write what I see, I take photos in these spaces and then try to assemble them in sequences that make sense to me, little storyboards of sorts. At first, all of my photos were wide-scale, huge things, a mountain, a bay, gargantuan trees, or fish or flora in overwhelming numbers. That was really all I could witness and process. Then I started taking photos of individual things, set pieces, you might say. A bird, a tree, a sculpture, a sign, a boat, especially things you won't see in Pittsburgh. Sorting those photos into narrative lines, I choose 12 from the lot each day to create a walk log, just for myself, a way of writing what I'd done. It was as close as I could get to words and syntax, look and see, visual essays instead of verbal ones. A few weeks ago, I started composing little vignettes about what I witnessed in emails, for example, to friends who happened to inquire. The one about the annual Olympic street fair in late July. 3 blocks of psychedelically decorated little stalls promoting peace, love, conservation, or selling art, poetry, tie-dyed clothes, and any kind of delectable treat you could imagine. A very young band on stage with a female lead singer who couldn't have been more than 20, belting out Janis Joplin tunes with the most amazing voice, the kind you can't quite believe could come out of a person, just like Janis, young and old people, all decked out like it was still 1971. Not costumes, I mean. They're real clothes. Long hair, lots of it very gray, flowing free or ponytailed, headbands, torn bell-bottom jeans, long flowing flowery skirts, the aroma of weed, which is legal here, in the air. Like a very pleasant trip that required no drugs to induce it. Or the one about the coho salmon swirling in vast numbers just below the low dam in the middle of downtown Olympia that separates the last little finger of Puget Sound salt water from the fresh water stream they're trying mightily to reach, waiting for just the right tide height, the necessary acclimation, 4-foot harbor seals stirring them up from time to time as they came in to take one. That sort of thing. A long sentence or two about as much as I could muster. Today, on my walk in Watershed Park, one I've taken multiple times now, this old-growth temperate rainforest, incredibly to me, just 2 miles from my house, right in downtown Olympia, I found myself being drawn not just to individual things, but to little scenes with depth. A log hollowed out oddly, a steep incline up to some trees, huge roots growing over one another. I take this as a sign of progress toward my habituation here. I've written before about the fact that I've lost depth perception from time to time in my adult life, most likely related to migraines, for periods lasting anywhere from hours to months. When I get it back after such a hiatus, it is breathtaking, seeing that way, I mean. It's not that I have to learn to see again in 3D, but it opens up a different catalog of words and images for me. I feel a part of what's out there and around me, connected to it, in it rather than simply an observer, like it's real, not on TV. I think that's why today my eyes, beginning to calm down now after weeks of overload, felt drawn to see dimensional spaces again, openings defined by what closed them in, clearings made legible by their borders. It took me well over an hour to walk the mile and a half around the main loop in the park, stopping, sitting, stooping, staring, lost in those spaces. I just looked again at the photos I took today, typically terrible by any artistic standards, my medium being words, not pictures. And that reviewing went very slowly too, which I take to be a good sign. That I am starting to actually inhabit this place as something more than a casual traveler, only vacation eyes to see with. Still, not one new word came into my head. The only way I might explain to you what I saw would be to point toward the picture, that weak semblance of the thing, and hope you'd see it, too. One day maybe I'll be able to say it, too, clearly enough, for someone else to hear. In the meantime, well, there's this. And quiet.